The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, check out SeanGreenShow.com. That is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. All the latest podcasts are up at WGNPlus.com. Oh, and if you want to check me out on Twitter, it's at SeanGreenShow. And if you want to stalk me on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media. You can check me out in all those different places. It's been a while since I talked to this man, and he's been a big staple to the Sean Green Show. Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and the contributing editor at Fandango.com. Like I said, it's been a while since we talked, so we got a lot of stuff to catch up on. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. So, first and foremost, Dazed and Confused is one of my favorite movies, and people have been talking for years there should be a sequel to Dazed and Confused. And lo and behold, I go to movies.com, and I see your story on a sequel to Dazed and Confused, but it's not called Dazed and Confused 2. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, I would. It's not much of a sequel in the way that people know of sequels. It's what they're calling it is a spiritual sequel, and what I mean by that is the movie's called Everybody Wants Some, inspired by the Van Halen song. And like Dazed and Confused followed a bunch of kids on their last day of high school in the 70s. Everybody Wants Some follows a group of kids on their first day of college in the 80s. This is not the same group of kids. It's a completely different group of kids. But why people are calling it a spiritual sequel is because if it's sort of along the lines of Dazed and Confused. You know, it's a group of up-and-coming actors. At the time, I mean, yeah, they had guys like Ben Affleck in Dazed and Confused, but they were all up-and-coming actors. So it's the same sort of thing where there's these up-and-coming actors all sort of in their misadventures on the first day of school, and this one is going to be in the 80s. So while Dazed and Confused had a lot of sort of humor and charm that revolved around 70s culture, this will do the same thing for the 80s. And it's going to open the South by Southwest Film Festival on March 11th. It hits theaters on April 15th. It was directed by Richard Linklater, who also directed Dazed and Confused. So I'm really excited about it. I've heard good things about it, and I hope that it can at least, you know, live up a little bit to Dazed and Confused. But the thing with Dazed and Confused is that, you know, it took a while for that to become sort of a cult hit.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't go into this film expecting to love it as much as you love Dazed and Confused, because Dazed and Confused kind of sat around your dorm room for a little while, and then all of a sudden you fell in love with it. So, but I am looking forward to it, and I know that Richard Linklater's wanted to make the film for a very long time, and I think you could probably thank the movie Boyhood, which was nominated for all kinds of awards, because I think that helped him give him the luxury to make a movie like this one.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Star Wars Force Awakens, obviously, is coming out in the next few weeks here, and the masses are totally excited, including myself. Already, I bought my tickets through Fandango, so if you haven't gotten your tickets on Fandango, go to Fandango.com and make sure you pre-order your tickets for Star Wars, The Force Awakens. I'm so nervous. I'm talking about Star Wars, and I'm like, dude, I got to gotta go see this movie. So I have an article on movies.com about Star Wars, and it introduces a character that nobody's seen in the trailers yet. So what's the deal on this?
Yeah, you know, they've been releasing a lot of stuff for Star Wars. It's interesting because for a very long time they were keeping this movie sort of under the hood. It was very mysterious. They were very cautious about how they released footage. You know, there were only like three teasers in the span of like 8-9 months. or even a year, I think. And so people, you know, wanted to know more, and then all of a sudden there's just been this deluge of Star Wars stuff. There's been like six TV spots. There have been other sort of featurettes and commercials for the film, and you know, we're starting to see like commercials for Verizon and with the characters. And so, you know, as we approach the 1 month, December 18th, we are 1 month away from this film hitting theaters. There's just a lot happening. I rounded up some of that stuff. And, yeah, some of it includes one character that we have not seen yet, Constable Zuvio, who's sort of this tough and humorless vigilant law officer on the planet Jakku, where Rey is from, one of the main characters. So, you know, if you don't want to know any more about this film, I would just stay away from all this stuff because, you know, they're really marketing it pretty hard right now. There's a lot of interviews, too, with the cast on various websites. So you could either sort of devour it. I usually, you know, lean on the side of devouring it. But, you know, a lot of the times because I got to talk to people like you about this movie. So as much as I would like to stay clean from it, I do have to devour everything that's put out so I can, you know, be informed on the movie. But, yeah, you know, it's cool. And everything that I'm seeing, everything that they're putting out looks cool. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I also like how you have in that article is that they're going to keep making Star Wars movies as long as people go out and see them because, you know, Star Wars fans, you know what, I'll say about maybe three generations of Star Wars fans, you know, and that's saying a lot, you know, for a movie. And me personally, like I said, I love it. My two sons love it, and I'm quite sure by the time they have kids, they're gonna have kids that love Star Wars. So I can't wait for this one to come out, and they're gonna make much more. So
They're gonna make a lot of movies, and it's interesting because we have this movie, Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2, coming out this weekend. And that's the end of the Hunger Games franchise, and sort of Star Wars: The Force Awakens is ushering this in this new era where we may not be seeing the end of a franchise anytime soon. You know, because people are following the Marvel Studios mold, which is these cinematic universes, these evolving slate of movies that really never end, you know? And so while we're going to see, like, a set trilogy within these new Star Wars movies, this episode 7, 8, and 9, that will maybe complete one story being told, that doesn't mean the movies are going to stop. They're just going to keep on coming. They're just going to keep telling more stories that maybe connect to the previous stories and other characters. And so, you know, there have been some stories online that are kind of joking, but they are real, where you may never live to see the end of Star Wars, you know, and that goes for a lot of these franchises now. So, you know, kind of, you know, are we watching The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2? Are we watching the last of a certain kind of movie, you know, with the exception of other movies based on, you know, books that have an end? We may very well be seeing, you know, one of the last of its kind.
Right. We're talking with Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and a contributing editor at Fandango.com. You already mentioned we have Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 coming out this weekend. What else can we look forward to?
Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 is a big one. I've seen it. It's good. It's a good, solid end to the franchise. Catching Fire is still my favorite one, but I think it's a solid movie. It's a little slow at times, but it's pretty good, and there's a lot going on with it. The Hunger Games is an interesting franchise because I feel like it's one of the franchises that got smarter as it went along, and I feel like there's a lot of depth, there's a lot of weight to these films. It's not just all wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and I think that's why I really respect them, and Jennifer Lawrence does a fantastic job, and all the actors do as well. So you have Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2, also The Night Before, which is a very funny, crazy movie starring Seth Rogen, Anthony Mackie, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. They play three friends who have always sort of come together on Christmas Eve and celebrated, have a tradition of the way they celebrate Christmas Eve. They go do all these kinds of things. They get together for the last time because one of them is having a kid, and their lives are all moving off in different directions. So they get together for one last crazy party on New Year's Eve. And it's funny, you know, it's part endearing comedy about friendship and how you remain friends as you get older. And then it's also part send-up to every popular Christmas movie ever. There are a ton of Christmas movie references in it. It's got a really great soundtrack with a bunch of really great Christmas music. So if you're looking for, like, the R-rated filthy, drug-fueled holiday movie of the season, this is the one to go see. I thought it was funny. It has some hiccups in its story, but it is a really good time, and it's a really funny movie, so I highly recommend it. It's called The Night Before. And then also Secret in Their Eyes. This is a drama that's got a really good cast. It's based on a 2009 movie that won the Academy Award for Foreign Language Film, and they made an American version of it. It stars Julia Roberts, Nicole Kidman, and Chiwetel Ejiofor, three great actors and actresses. And basically, it follows two FBI agents. One of them, Julia Roberts, her son is killed in a violent act, and her partner, Chiwetel Ejiofor, discovers that. And then they team with a prosecutor played by Nicole Kidman to try to take down the murderer. But the problem is that the murderer is sort of a protected witness for some big terrorism sort of act. And so they can't really put him away, and he kind of walks free. And so they're kind of coping with that and dealing with that. So that's kind of a meaty drama, great performances. So a little bit of everything this weekend, although I think Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 is going to dominate.
All right, great. And there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. We got Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2. The Night Before, if you want to laugh and look at Seth Rogen act the fool as he normally does. Also, Secret in Their Eyes, if you want a nice drama there. Also, check out on Movies.com the Star Wars Force Awakens news. Also, check out Everybody Wants Some. If you guys want to check that article out by Eric Davis, you can check that out on Movies.com. Also, pre-order your tickets on Fandango.com. If you have not done so, make sure you do it now. If you want to follow Eric on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Eric Davis, and it's E-R-I-K Davis, if you want to check him out on Twitter. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Be good.
All right, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.